What rained Sunday at the Agushik River, other than the weather, was confusion. Sarah Catalone from Manicotic has been fishing on these beaches her entire life.
We were lost. I mean, we were thinking, are we done fishing? Are we closed for the season? My main concern was for the residents that depend on this income to survive in the winter.
Catalone was speaking with me Monday night at her cabin while she was frying up salmon dinner for her crew. They were cleaning the net a short distance away because earlier Monday, Fish and Game had reopened the fishery. She and everyone else up and down the beach were glad to have their nets back in the water, but she says there had been a troubling delay in getting answers.
Seems like there was no immediate response. I know it may have been the weather, but still, it cleared up a little. Seems like during the evening when the tide went out, but all I saw was an aircraft fly over, but not really anyone coming over to, you know, do a close-up evaluation of it.
Most of the other fishermen, like Angela Peacock from Manicotic, felt the same.
It was shocking that nobody was here in time as well. I understand that weather is a factor, but there are still boats that come to and from Dillingham that I think they could have easily jumped on.
She says they had seen a helicopter or two fly over Sunday night, but as they sat with their nets up, waiting, unsure what was to come of their season, answers were not forthcoming.
My husband ended up calling last night wondering, well, where's our basically rescue operation for this, you know, catastrophe?
Peacock says Fish and Game told them to call the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard passed it back to Fish and Game. Meanwhile, the tide ebbed and flowed, and the fish went by. Most fishermen felt they were either at their peak of the run or the storm had produced some really good fishing, but their nets were dry.
Oh yeah, it was picking up pretty heavily here, and the next thing you know, we're closed.
The first real update for Agushik fishermen came Monday afternoon, out of the blue, when an emergency order from Fish and Game reopening the fishing was heard on KDLG.
The areas closed in response to the sinking of the tender in the Agushik River are reopened, effective immediately. Fishermen should still...
I couldn't believe when I heard that they opened it. Everybody got happy.
Ferdinand Sharp of Manicotic has been fishing in Agushik most of his life.
I was kind of shocked when I heard one of our tenders. We were wondering how that happened. So it was just a terrible feeling I got when I heard that the season, our opening was closed.
Sharp says that during the closure, a few fishermen did leave, and others were hustling to find if there were any crew jobs at Clark's Point or in Togiak in case Agushik didn't reopen. And the sight of the sheen Sunday afternoon, coupled with a lack of answers, wasn't comforting. He says he's glad it hasn't turned out as bad as they all thought it was going to be.
Because I've heard in the past, up maybe the Kuskokwim or the Yukon River, where that happened, and he had to close the fishing season for the people up there.
Most of the 50 or so set net sites in the Agushik are held and fished by residents of Manicotic.
This is the only income most of the people have in the village of Manicotic. And that's how they pay for their fuel and their electricity and pay for their livelihood up there.
Sarah Catalone says people know how to handle a slow season, but she's not sure what would happen if there was no season.
Most of the residents in Manicotic, that this is their sole income for the year. So it would have been devastating to see them be short on cash for the winter. It would have been like a disaster, and I was even thinking, like, you know, if it was the major oil spill, if they would be given assistance for lost income.
After dinner Monday, Catalone and her crew made a delivery to the new Trident tender and then did what all fishermen in Agushik have done, which is take a spin around the sunken Lone Star a mile further upriver to see for themselves if there's any fuel seepage or contamination.
We didn't see a sheen of fuel or diesel and didn't smell anything, so hopefully everything's contained and we're happy to be fishing again.
Just a bit of the Lone Star's aft hull on the port side is exposed, sitting cockeyed in the waves. It's an eerie sight.
It's the first time I've seen a big boat like that upside down. It looks dangerous.
On Monday night, one of the Coast Guard's contracted response companies placed sausage boom around the Lone Star, unbeknownst to the fishermen in Igooshik. On Tuesday morning, we found a strand of the boom wrapped around another vessel's mooring a mile or so further upriver. There was little, if any, sheen on the water Tuesday morning, and all sites that were fishing hard, making do with some pretty good chop and shore break. There's a lot of optimism that the season will turn out okay.
I think it just made a little kink in it. I think we still have a run coming, and I'm sure a lot of fish went by, but I think we're still in good shape.
Reporting for KDLG, I'm Dave Benninger.